The Dedication of the Lateran Basilica, November 9th. The first reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 47, verses 1 to 2, 8 to 9, and 12. The angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the facet of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the southern side. He said to me, "This water flow into the eastern district down upon the Araba and empty into the sea, the salt waters which it make fast. Wherever the river flow, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live. And there shall be abundant fish. For wherever the water come, the sea shall be made fast. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fast food, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their food shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." The second reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 19 to 11 and 16 to 17. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building, according to the grace of God given to me. Like a wise master builder, I lay a foundation, and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroy God's temple, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God which you are is holy. The Gospel according to John, chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take thee out of here, and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the word of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this the Jew answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy the temple, and in 3 days I will raise up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this. And they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus has spoken. Sharing of the reading, first the theme. The individual, familial, and church temple always need to be purified. Today, the church memorized the day of building St. John Lateran Basilica, one of the four main churches of Rome. The principal living place of the Pope, Bishop of Roma, more than 1,000 years, from 350 AD until the Pope exiled in Avignon, around 1,350 AD. Like Jerusalem Temple, the Lateran Basilica was also destroyed and rebuilt many times because of human sin and shortcoming, but is still remaining until today. Today, reading concentrate on people must always purify all temples from the sin dirtiness because they are God's dwelling place. In the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel saw the vision about the future of the Jerusalem temple. Water from the temple right side flow out mud water to the point that it become a river flowing to Jordan River and then to the Dead Sea. Wherever it flow to, it heal all people's sickness and bring life for them. This vision want to say about the church extension from Jerusalem temple to all the world to bring God's salvation to humankind. The water of baptism had power to purify sin and bring life for human beings. In the second reading, St. Paul advised the Corinthian faithful that they must always review their individual temples, which are their soul, God's dwelling place, after he lays a firm foundation for them on Christ. They must examine the way they build their house to see if they are worthy of Christ's foundation. In the Gospel, St. John reported Jesus' purification of Jerusalem Temple, his father's dwelling place, since people make the temple to become the dirty place for buying, selling, and exchanging money for their profit. When we questioned with what power he did such thing, he answered them that they could destroy the temple and in 3 days he will rebuild it. The disciple understood that Jesus implied this temple in his body after he resurrected 3 days after that. Second analysis. First reading. Wherever the river flow, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. For wherever this water come, the sea shall be made fast. Third point. Water blowing out from the right side of the temple. The temple in Ezekiel vision is the Jerusalem temple. The prophet see water blowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. According to the temple topography, the southeast of the temple is the Kidron Valley, due to be right, so one can cross from the temple to climb up Olive Mountain, as Jesus and his disciples might do so after finish their Last Supper, to go up to Mount Olive to pray. Today vision is very strange because it is hardly possible for water to fill up the Kidron Valley so that it can form a river to flow to Jordan River and then to the Dead Sea. Many scholars see this vision is a symbol of the church development from Jerusalem and extending to all Gentiles and nations. Second point, the effects of water are healing and giving life. The second strain is the Dead Sea due to be salty, that not a living thing can live in it because it has so much salt. In today's vision, the prophet Ezekiel described this water flow into the eastern district down upon the Arabah and empty into the sea. The salt water will it make fat. Wherever the river flow, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. For wherever the water come, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, food trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their food fail. Every month they shall bear fat food, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their food shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine. If we symbolically understand the water is the baptismal water or the Holy Spirit, this water indeed has strength to purify, to heal, and to sanctify those who believe in Christ. Second reading. None can set a foundation except the foundation already set up, which is Christ. According to Paul, when one receives the sacrament of baptism, that one has laid his life on Christ's foundation. Therefore, he must build his house with his life in the way that will be worthy of Christ's foundation, since his house is God's dwelling place. All Christians must frequently examine their house to guarantee that it has qualities as God's temple. If it is not, their house shall not stand before all storms and challenges of life. In the letter to the Ephesians, the author compared all Christians as living members of God's temple, Christ. This temple was built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, with Christ as the cornerstone. The church, including all Christians, must frequently examine their life to guarantee the holiness of the temple for God's dwelling. Third, the gospel. Stop making my father's house a marketplace. Third point. Jesus' reaction when he saw his father's house becoming impure. The report of Jesus cleansing the Jerusalem temple was reported by all four evangelists. See Matthew chapter 21 verses 12 to 13, Mark chapter 11 verse 15 to 17, Luke chapter 19 verses 45 to 46 and John chapter 2 verses 13 and 22. But John's report is set at the beginning of Jesus' mission, while three synoptic reports are set at the end of Jesus' mission. And this event is the reason for the Jews' angry and accusation Jesus with the Sanhedrin. Why is that different? The main reason might be that John wanted to show his theological viewpoint about Christ. That is, Jesus clearly realized his role as the Son of God when he himself claimed the Jerusalem temple is his father's house by telling those who sold doves, "Take thee out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace." Moreover, he also wanted to teach people how to worship God fully and according to the truth, not to depending on ungrateful and unrighteous money. Second point, the argument between Jesus and the Jews. Seeing Jesus' action, the Jews angrily asked him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy the temple, and in 3 days I will raise up." Jesus wanted to imply this temple with his body, but the Jews think it is the Jerusalem temple. So the Jews said to him, "The temple had been under construction for 46 years, and you would raise it up in 3 days?" They thought Jesus was exaggerating, but Jesus' disciples only understood this point as the gospel said, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said it, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus has spoken. Application in life. Our body is the Holy Trinity temple. It built on the foundation which is Christ. We must frequently examine to protect its quality and to be worthy of God's dwelling place. If not, it will become the devil's place, because God and devil cannot live with each other. Our family, parish, community, and the church are also God's temple. Our recent duty are to care and to purify all are in our capacity for them to be worthy of God's dwelling place, and we shall receive all graces of the Holy Trinity. Amen.